I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 cases continue dropping in the United States due to a high vaccination rate, but many other countries in the Middle East and North Africa aren't seeing that relief. Worse yet, Denise Godwin of International Media Ministry says in many places, churches have lost as many as half of their leaders. Often, these leaders got sick by going out and caring for those who had COVID-19, and they weren't just helping other Christians. They also sacrificially cared for everyone.
God's power is shown through the testimony of caring for people who may or may not be your enemies. And this worldwide crisis and pandemic of illness and shutdowns has given an opportunity to the church.
Ask God to raise up new leaders for these churches and pray the love of the church will bring many people to hope in the risen Jesus. And students and teachers worldwide continue to suffer from pandemic closures. While life may be largely back to normal in the West, schools were still closed in 26 countries last month and only partially reopened in 55. Teach Beyond's David Durant says there's a silver lining to the education crisis.
About 40% of our ministry now is in creative access. It is explosively growing, if you will.
By expanding activities and turning classrooms into a hybrid learning center, believers get to share their faith.
When people are having a chance to bring kids to a school-type environment during the day, but then having opportunities to just do life together in community, there's this sweet opportunity to share what Jesus has done for us, and it can happen in the most restrictive creative access environment.
Is God calling you to the mission field? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.